Hello and welcome to another episode of the Broadband Bunch. I'm Joe Coldabella, and joining me is the principal at the Pivot Group, Bernie Aronson. Bernie, welcome to the Broadband Bunch.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Awesome to have you here. We're at the Calix event, Connections 2022. Before we sort of dig into why I'm having you on the show, I would love it if you could just give the listeners a little bit of background about yourself. You've got a lot of different projects, and I would love for you to share that with the audience.
Yeah, sure. So I've been in the telecom industry for 25-plus years. Most of that has been with Pivot Group, where I'm a principal, and Pivot is a marketing and customer experience agency serving the broadband industry with a laser focus, if you will, on the rural broadband industry. And part of what we do there is also publish Telecompetitor, which is an online publication that covers the broadband industry and gives folks a real good snapshot of what's going on there. And I am the editor-in-chief of that as well. So just have a great pleasure of being in the rural broadband industry and working with a lot of companies who are doing great things in their communities and building broadband. And it's just been a fantastic run, past 25 years, and looking forward to more.
You know, it is amazing. You know, I've had an opportunity to interview a bunch of folks here who have been in the industry for 15, 20, 25 years. Just wondering if you could sort of give your perspective of how much it's changed just in the last, 5 years. It's been pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dynamic industry, and, you know, only thing constant in this industry is change, which makes it fun, makes it challenging. But I think the primary kind of driver of that change is it's actually twofold. I think it's the technology, obviously, is just ever changing and having to kind of adapt to that and deploy new technologies and all of that, sets up for a lot of change. But then it's also, the culture in the industry, and particularly with a lot of these providers, is changing significantly, and having to be much more kind of market focused. It's a much more competitive environment, and requires reimagining kind of how they've historically done business, and that drives a lot of change too. So, I mean, if you only had to deal with one of those change factors, it'd be a lot. But this industry is dealing with both. So that can make it pretty frenetic.
You know, it's one of those things as well, as I think that we are entering a new dawn, where the digital economy is going to be front and center. And I think that connectivity is going to become, more important tenfold. And it's one of those things where it's been a tough, sort of journey these last few years. But I think those tough years have sort of put a spotlight on the importance of connectivity and making sure that everyone is served, because mm-hmm. we're moving forward as a country, and it's a lot of things are going to be happening in the next few years.
Yeah, particularly in the rural space, and the pandemic of the past couple of years really exposed an issue that most people in this industry already knew, and that is the importance of broadband and the value that brings, all the benefits it brings to people, and the pandemic exposed that there's just still too many people in the country that don't have that benefit. And again, that's a story that's been well known in kind of the rural broadband landscape, but it opened the eyes of many more people, policymakers particularly, and that's led to kind of all of this just once in a generation funding that's taken place now. That's going to make the next. I mean, you think the past 5 years have been busy and exciting. Yeah. Just wait, right? The next 5 years, the next decade, really, we're going through something that's just, quite frankly, has never happened before.
No, it's funny because it's like I try to think of like what sort of metaphor I can use. Is it an avalanche? Is it a yeah. tidal wave? It's gonna be amazing. It's also gonna be exciting, but there's also going to be some challenges. There's going to be some huge successes. There's going to be failures. It's going to be crazy.
It is. I think crazy is probably the best term.
But exciting.
Exciting. I mean, listen, my wife is in the dental industry. I don't know if it gets any more boring than that, right? So I feel blessed to be in such a dynamic industry, and it definitely keeps you on your toes, keeps you motivated.
Well, and it's one of those things as well, is that obviously you're here at the Calix event because you just won an award, correct?
Yes, we did.
And that was for the Pivot Group, correct?
Pivot, yeah. We won their Market Activation Award this year, which is a great honor. We appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And we've been partnered with Calix for many years, working in their market activation program, and working. We, as an organization, Pivot Group has many, many clients that are also Calix customers, and so we've been working together, as I said, for many years to collaborate and help those clients and customers be more successful, be more effective with their marketing. And Calix has a great tool set that they make available to their customers, and it just offers a really, you know, deep program to support customers on the marketing side, and we come alongside them and help kind of implement that for the benefit of our mutual customers. So it's been really good.
Yeah, this has been a great event. Are there any highlights that you know that you saw that were you'd love to share with the listeners? Because it's one of those things where, you know, I think that, you know, from what I understand, last year, you know, the event started up again, and then this year it's even bigger. So it's one of those things where if there's anything you could share with us, that would be awesome.
Well, I think just one is just the energy, right? I mean, this conference has just been electric in the sense of, I don't know how many people there are here, but I would guess like 3,000 people, maybe more. And you can just feel the energy.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's people are just excited and energized to kind of, you know, take on the challenges that we just outlined before. And I think Calix has had a great message here about how to kind of position yourself as a service provider for this future, and the importance of providing the right experience to your subscribers and to your community. And that's what it's, at the end of the day, that's what it's really about, is the experience you offer. And so that was a message I felt was very appropriate.
Most definitely. Hey, so as we sort of start to wind down here, Bernie, we like to sort of ask all our guests two questions, one sort of a reflective question and one that sort of looks forward. And since you've been in the industry for 25 years, we like to ask a back to the future question.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to give you the keys to the DeLorean and you were able to travel back in time to when you first entered the industry and you were able to whisper something in your ear, what would you tell yourself to make the journey a little bit easier, a little more fun, I don't know, a little more whatever?
Whoa, that's a deep question, huh? What would I tell myself several years ago? I would say probably buckle up. Because it's, you know, when I first started in the business, it was a little more, I guess, sleepy. And this was kind of pre-broadband when I first started in telecom. We were in the dial-up era. I mean, I came in when dial-up was, you know, that's how you did the internet. I just could not have imagined the progress that would happen in over that time. And so I would have, you know, told myself to buckle up and really, you know, try to take in more quickly than I have, I guess, over that time period, trying to understand what all these changes mean. I probably took that for granted, you know, and didn't kind of realize how important that was.
And then the opposite, the crystal ball question, you know, obviously we've been talking about, you know, there's a lot of things coming down the pike, but what do you see happening in the next, 2 to 4 years? You know, what's something that no one's talking about now that everyone's going to be talking about a year or two from now? Is there anything you can think of?
Well, I think it's, a couple of years from now. It was one of those questions, right? You'd say, if I really knew the answer to that question, then I'd be going and investing in the companies that, you know, it's like, I want to almost revisit your last question now that I think about that. I think I would have whispered in my ear, like, buy Google, right?
Right.
that kind of that crystal ball stuff, future stuff, I'm not sure I have a really, informed, eloquent answer. I think it's just the pace is probably, I joked a little bit. I think that the pace of this industry already moves fast, and I just think we're going to be surprised how faster it gets,
if you can
believe that, right? It's just, if you just look at the activity alone from the funding that's coming down the pike, we're talking, if you combine, government-sponsored programs, but with private financing and equity, you're north of $200 billion, maybe.
Right.
That's a fifth of a trillion dollars that's going to
really
be spent,
isn't it?
In the next 10 years, and so just like I say, the pace is already fast. Layer that on top of it, and it's just kind of hard to imagine what the future is going to look like.
It's incredible, right? And the thing is, though, I think the technology as well is what we have no idea what's coming down as well,
yeah,
in terms of technology, how we're going to be using all the different opportunities that we have. It's going to be fun and fascinating.
Absolutely.
Hey, Bernie, this has been awesome. Where can folks go to consume your content?
Yeah, well, if you have any need or interest in marketing and customer experience support, please go to askpivot.com. And if you're looking for, great content around the industry and getting a snapshot of broadband on a daily basis, visit telecompetitor.com.
Awesome. Thank you. What you do is invaluable. Truly appreciate the visit. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. That's going to end it for this episode of the Broadband Match. Until next time, we'll see you later.